Hello, Radio St. Pete. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, this lovely afternoon, Saturday, May the 4th be with you, AB sees who?
Águeda.
Oh, I cannot pronounce that. So you're going to have to say that one more time so people hear it clear.
Águeda.
Águeda.
Yes, is that right? Good.
I did it. Okay. All right. And tell me about where we are right now.
You're in the fabulous Museum of Motherhood run by Joy. And yeah, there's a lot of joy in here today because we're celebrating Mompalooza. And so I'm part of the St. Pete Month of Photography. It's an organization that brings all photography events into St. Pete in the month of May. We're trying to celebrate that May is the International Month of Photography.
I had no idea. Yeah. That's a thing. May is Photography Month.
Yes. So, and we lined up with a program of 16 events that we're doing in collaboration with several organizations in Tampa and St. Pete. And one of them is the Museum of Motherhood. We're presenting an exhibition on visions of motherhood by four different photographers and mothers. And so, yeah, we're going to be here all month of May.
That's amazing. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I hit the jackpot with my first interview today. So I know that the listeners can't see it, but if you come to the Museum of Motherhood, which is in the factory,
yes.
I was going to say the fairgrounds, right next to the fairgrounds,
exactly.
But in the factory, you can come by anytime to see it when it's open here.
For
May, right?
Yes.
But you could describe to us what's going on here that I'm looking at, this exhibition. So tell us a little more about it.
So it's basically four different visions of the experience of being a mother. So we have a series of portraits by Angelica Coyin, which is a photographer based in Tampa that makes these beautiful portraits of mothers with their kids, a truly bonding experience. Then we have Micaela Martin, who works in a self visual journey of what it's like to be a mother that started in 2020 when she was, like all of us, in the middle of the pandemic. And her photos are printed in these beautiful fabrics that are hanging in the space as almost representing our thoughts, our memories, because memories are things that change. And so the wind makes these fabrics move, and they are so beautiful.
They're gorgeous. They're almost like these like silk flags. I don't know if they're silk. They look silk.
Yeah.
Like black and white.
Yes.
Kind of
yes. They're very fragile, sort of like our memories also.
They
right?
are like that. It's like they're like different levels of fade as well.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's intentional. It probably is.
Yes. And it's also a way to play with the light. So, and so she's based in Florida. She's not from Tampa, but we hope that she can come one day and talk about her
gorgeous.
Work a little bit. And then the other two are Jenna. Jenna, she's more of a conceptual photographer, and her series is called The Absurdity of Pregnancy and Motherhood. Sort of like questioning in a humorous way the process of becoming a mother, what it comes to, like the expectations, the social norms, like the process of, let's say, giving birth and having to spend thousands of dollars for that. The gender reveal, like this obsession we have with knowing whether it's a boy or a girl, like why?
Yeah, I can see the cake. There's a cake photo that's very, we won't talk about it on the radio in case that's not okay, but yeah,
come see it, yes. And then last but not least is my work. I'm a documentary photographer, so I go into people's houses and I document their day from the minute they wake up until they go to bed, and then I put together this photo reportage that they can just keep with them forever, so when maybe their kids move out of the house, they're like, here, this is the photo of how your life used to be when you were 7 years old and what your mom, who's always taking the pictures and not being in the pictures, is looking like when she was taking care of you when you were seven.
That's amazing. So is that what this one is? We weren't even standing in front of you.
Yeah, I know.
The audience can't see this. We just moved over to a whole other section of the exhibit. I'm glad we're landing at the... We're culminating in the most important part, which is your work.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what this is.
Yes. I'm very interested in domesticity and co-responsibility, how women most of the times take care of many, many invisible jobs that are very important but not fully appreciated, and I want to highlight that in my work. And also, I mean, the light part of it, like the moment when you become a kid again, to go into a roller coaster with your kid, even though your kid is completely terrified, you're having a great time. because it's a liberating moment for like a minute or two, or like, you know, going into the pool and, you know, being silly with your kids, but also those moments of exhaustion, of dealing with challenges, all the acts of service that we do for our kids, that kind of thing. So trying to encompass a lot of emotions and experiences here.
Yeah, and the very organized mom over here with the clothing folded off.
Right.
I mean, so perfectly next to the crib.
Yes, I love the titles. Like, one of the things I love from Jenna's work is the titles, because you see there's this crib with a baby and a million blankets, and it reads, still no loose blankets in the crib, 31 store-bought for $248 and 8 from the hospital and 15 handmade, minimum 252 hours. Yet, there's none of them that can be used in the crib, so.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That's so true. Oh, yeah. That's clever.
Yeah.
So what got you, into doing this kind of work? Tell me more about your story.
It was, I document lives in general of people. I've been a traveling photographer as a hobby for many years, but then when I became a mother, I felt that experience was very invisible. Like, the complexity of it was very invisible to the people in general. And I started photographing my friends and highlighting their lives. And then I felt, you know, I think people should have that as a memory, as something that they can treasure forever, because life just gets this intense with a little one at this point of your life, when they're like very young and they need you constantly. And there's so much that goes into that I feel sometimes people don't realize. And I really love getting to know so many mothers, so many parenting styles. You feel like, you know, everybody's failing and succeeding like you are. And there's a lot of connection with that. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Yeah,
it is a very special time. I'm not a mother, but I've been witness to a lot of mothers in that stage.
Yeah.
And it's true, actually. You don't, like, and even if they express what they're going through, they're not seeing themselves, all the little nuances of what's actually happening.
Yes, like, yes.
Sometimes having, I guess, that outside perspective on what is all happening in a day. Like, I love that you're thinking about it in terms of, like, let's just take a day and see the universe of things that happens in that one day.
Yes.
Is a story in itself.
Yeah, because sometimes mothers go through it so internalized and that you don't even realize. So when you have that person looking from outside and taking a close look and celebrating that and acknowledging that, it's really powerful. Like, my moms tend to get emotional, like I do when I
hire. I'm emotional just talking about this, and I'm not a mom, but I'm like, but I'm an ethnographer, and part of what I do at work, and this is, I feel similar about these ABCs, you know, like, I just started this about a year ago.
Yeah, that's great.
But I love being able to have like a little window into something that, like, I never met you before. I just walked in here, you greeted me, and I was like, let's put you on the radio. And you're like, okay. And then all of a sudden, what comes out is completely unexpected to me. And I'm sure even maybe what you shared is like ruminating other things in your mind by having to just share that spontaneously with no preparation.
Yes, yes. That's serendipity, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
So I think that probably our joys cross over in that way.
Yeah, which is, well, we have the same kind of mindset and like the same purpose in a way. So that's
great. May just become friends out of this. Yeah. This is how it goes. I'm already fascinated with your work. Thank you so much for sharing. Where can people find more of your work?
Well, right now...
or find stuff about you and what you do.
My name is Águeda Sanfis, and then you can see a lot of me this month of May in St. Pete if you visit the St. Pete Month of Photography, SPMOP.org, and you can find me in a lot of places this month. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you so much. It's great meeting you.